V'ze b'chinas goydel ha-mitzvah shel kriyas ha-megillah. Now we could understand also why the Gemara makes such an issue about saying what a great mitzvah it is to read Megillas Esther, to hear the Megillah. As we find in the Gemara makes so big an issue of it. That the Gemara says that we put aside everything, just about everything and anything in Judaism is put aside for the mitzvah of reading the Megillah. Even the Kohen doing his avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, or the Levi doing his avodah in Israel, hakol betalim b'shvil kriyas hamegillah. All of it is put aside in order to fulfill this mitzvah of reading the Megillah. Ve'ein l'cha mitzvah she'ein anidches miponeh. There just about isn't a single mitzvah that does not step aside for the reading of the Megillah. Kizehu ikar hachidish hanifla shel Purim shehu godol mikol hamoyadim bebechin azois. This is the real incredible chidish. This is what's unique about Purim that makes it superior to all other holidays in this respect. Kemoi shom razala, as the Gemara says, shekol hamoyadim betelim v'yimei Purim lo niftolim, that all other holidays in the future are going to be nullified, except for Purim. Purim is going to remain. Ki zochinu oz al yedei tokfo yegvurosa gedulosa shel Mordechai HaTzadik, because Klal Yisrael was zoicha on Purim through the incredible power and greatness of Mordechai HaTzadik, shehichnis his oirus hatshuva kol kach bi Yisrael, that he injected such an awakening of tshuva in Klal Yisrael at the time, shezoaku Yisrael al Hashem Yisborach b'chol libam, that the Jewish people cried out to Hashem with their wholehearted, ad shezochu l'nes nifla v'noira kozeh, to the point where there was zechad such an incredible, awesome miracle, ad shezochu al yedei zeh l'chadesh sefer kodosh v'noira kozeh, to the point where they were privileged to introduce a new book into Klal Yisrael, into the Torah, an awesome sefer, Megillas Esther, shehu ha-megillah kdoshe, shehu persumei nisa, the Megillah is a book where we publicize the great miracle of Purim, shemefarsemes umegales hashgachos yishboruch aleinu b'chol eis, it publicizes and broadcasts to the world Hashem's direct supervision over us at all times, afilu be'eis ha'astora shebetoich ha'astora, even when we reach our lowest points, even when Hashem is super hidden from us. Shehu be'eis toikif marirus hagolus, which means at the time of the bitter, the super bitterness of exile, bavanoseinu rapam, as a result of our terrible sins, shafilu was hu yisborach keil mistater, that even at such times Hashem is a Hashem who is hidden, v'hu yisborach mastir atzmoi, Hashem hides himself, but still supervises us, watches over us for our benefit, afilu be'eis toikif hatzora, even at the worst times, bedrochim nifloim v'nairoim moid moid, with unbelievable, incredible, awesome, wondrous ways, asher ein kol bria yecholo lamed al zeh, where no human being can fathom how Hashem does this, how even when Hashem is furthest from us and he's angry at us for all kinds of, and with all of that, he's still in hidden form, hiddenly, he's watching over us and taking care of us and rescuing us. And that's how Hashem saves us. He rescues us from all of our enemies. And he destroys the plans and the ideas and of our enemies throughout every generation. Kasheroinu oz bimei Mordechai v'Esther, as we saw at that time during the time of Mordechai and Esther, kimavur besipur haMegillah Kedoshah, as is explained in the story of the Megillas Esther, shetzrichim losum leiv bepshitus letoikev hanisim aniflohim hoela shos Hashem Yisborach imonu, whereby each and every one of us has to analyze carefully the incredible miracles that Hashem did for us at that time, Ukemoikein humisnai gimono bechazdai bechol dor vador. And so too Hashem conducts himself the same way with us, with his great kindness throughout each and every generation. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, ki lechoire kosher, because on one hand there seems to be a question, ma koil horash hazeh shefligu rabbeisein zal betoikef hanes shel purim shu gadol mikol anisim, can move the remzal. What's the whole taradam about this incredible miracle of Purim that the rabbis make such a big deal about it, and they say that this miracle was greater than all the other miracles, as the Gemara says, haloi benes shel Purim loy hoya shum shinui teva kemoi shehoya banisim shel yitzias Mitzrayim or kriyas yamsuf. In the miracles of Purim, there was no obvious change of nature whereby Hashem overrode the laws of nature, as he did by Yitzias Mitzrayim and splitting the Red Sea and the other thing, miracles. Shero hakoil shidud hamarochos v'shinu yateva kozer al yidei ha'eser makoy shevi al Mitzrayim or kriyas yamsuf, where all the people witnessed a shidud hamarochos, that Hashem overrode the laws of nature completely. He changed nature through the 10 miracles that he performed on Egypt and the splitting of the Red Sea. Vimkein mipnei ma hanes shel Purim godol mikol hanisim. And if that's the case, why in the world should Purim be considered greater than all the other miracles, when on Purim there was no obvious shinui teva whatsoever? Rav Nosson Zal answers, ach be'emes, however, the truth is, hanisim shel yitzias Mitzrayim or kriyas yamsuf umatn toiro, hayu nisim gedoilim umoifsim noiroim oid. The miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, and Torah were really incredible miracles. They were very, very great, awesome. Shal yideyem nizgale elokus yisborah boilam, through which Hashem's greatness was revealed and broadcasted to the world. Kamay shekosuv, as the pasuk says, ki she'al nol yomim rishonim. Look back at those earlier times. Hanihye kadovra gadol hazeh. Was there ever any such thing? The miracles, as the miracles that Hashem showed for Klal Yisrael. Ach nisim niglim koele shehim shinui hateva einim yecholim lihiyos kiyim lefi shor. However, we know the fact is, throughout the whole history of the world, that those kind of miracles where Hashem mamish changes the teva, those miracles are very short-lived. They can be for a few minutes or at most a few days. Kegoin ba'oisei halayla shel kriyas yamsuf. For instance, the night of kriyas yamsuf, ro'u hizgalus elokusis baruch hu yidei tokef hanes shel kriyas yamsuf. Everyone witnessed the great miracle, the greatness of Hashem by splitting the Red Sea. V'chein bo'eis shebohu eser makas al Mitzrayim. And so too when Hashem inflicted the 10 plagues on the Egyptians, v'Yisrael nitzoilu, whereas the Jews were saved. V'chein be'eis matan Torah, shero hamoysan roim shel kosov rokim, so too at the time of matan Torah, where they saw the great miracles, where they were able to see sound and hear light. V'chein b'sharei hanisim v'amoysim hanayroim, shekulam lo'yhoyu kim bo'oysay ho'eis sheshimei shaneis, where all of those miracles were for a short period of time that miracle was in operation. Aval achar kach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu maneg olamoy b'chazdoy, umastir esatzmoy b'toych hateva. However, as soon as that's over, Hashem goes back to hiding himself in teva, in nature, and everything seems to go back to normal, what we call normal. Rak kol yemei Moshe Rabbeinu, osu Hashem Yisborach al yodoy moif simnoi roim ein mispor shoyu shinui teva moid. It's just that during the lifetime of Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem made many awesome miracles where he mamish changed the teva kedei lefarsim olagalus elkizbos al yodoy, in order to broadcast Hashem's greatness. V'chein bimei hanaviim v'tzadikim shachrov, and so too during the time of the Nevi'im and the Tzadikim that followed them, she'osu gam kein kama v'kama nisim u'moifsim noiroim, who also performed several great miracles, kemo Yehoshua shehem edachama, like Yehoshua, who got the sun to stand still, v'doniel b'goy v'aroyos, Doniel in the lion's den, shenitzel mehem, that Hashem rescued him from them, V'chananya Mishol V'Azariah, Shenitzlikiv Shneish, the great prophets, Chananya Mishol V'Azariah, who were thrown into a fire and were saved. Aval kol hanisim shehoyu shinui atev legamri, kulam lo hayu kim ba'osei ha'es sheshimesh hanes. But all of these miracles, which involved a complete change in teva, in nature, all of those miracles were temporary, were for a certain short period of time. Aval banes shel Purim lo hayu shum shinui ateva. Whereas in the miracle of Purim, there wasn't any clear change of nature. V'yafal pikein, ra'inu aydei zeh oitzem nefloes hashgachosi es baruch aleinu b'chol eis. But despite that, the miracle of Purim showed us and shows us the incredible, the awesome hashgacha of Hashem over us at all times. Afilu be'eis toikef ha'astora moid. Even during the most severe hastora, even during those times when Hashem is most hidden from us, shegam oz nifloisov u'machshavoisev yisporuch aleinu b'chol eis v'rega. Even at those times, Hashem's miracles and Hashem's thoughts are with us at every moment. As we see in the story of the miracle of Purim, mi shemesim liboy hetev leze, a person who will analyze it carefully, mitchilas ha-megillah ad soifa, from the beginning of Megillas Esther till the end. Shesibev Hashem Yisborach she'ase suda kedoy lazois bashirus otzum u'muflog kozeh, whereby Hashem planned things and worked things out in such a manner that Achashverosh should prepare such an unbelievable Suda with a display of the most magnificent wealth that the world had ever witnessed. V'hasoton rokad shom, and the Soton had a field day there. Ki hichshil kulam kedarkoi, the Soton messed up everybody as he usually does in his own way. The Etzahara did a number on Achashverosh by getting him to be so arrogant and so big that he said, you know what? Bring out the Kelim at the Beis Hamikdash. I'm going to use that even at this banquet. I'm going to show that everything is mine. I am the master of the world. Everything is mine. Even the Hashem of the Jews, his house, I'm in charge. I've taken over. It's all mine. Vehichnes bedaitoi lahachshelas Yisrael shenenu misudosoi, and Hashem put the thought into Achashverosh to invite the Jews to his meal, so that they were tripped up by participating in such a suda. Vehichshilamos biznus, and Hashem messed them up at that suda with znus. Rachmon alzom. Kamo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says. V'yafal pikein gam oz chomel Hashem Yisborach alamoi v'hiktem oz refu alamako, and yet still Hashem had tremendous rachmonis on Klal Yisrael, and he prepared the cure before the blow, before the illness. Shesibev shalidei toikev ta'avosam v'gavosam daiko tehoreg vashti hamershas usakabel Esther hagedula, where Hashem worked it out in such a way that by their getting so involved in eating and drinking and the fun and the arrogance and everything, that led to Vashti Horasho being killed and Esther Hamalka taking her place. Vaharigoso Holyaide Homan Arosha Biatzmoy Daika. And who is the one who got her killed? Homan Arosha himself. Vishayichtoiv Igrois Horishoinois. And that's what led to Achashverosh writing those first proclamations that were sent out. Sheyie kolish soira beveisoi, that every man in the kingdom should know that he's boss. Shaydezeh ro shtusoi, when it, by his sending out those letters, the whole kingdom saw what a foolish king he is, what a fool he is. Shaydezeh neskaimu Yisrael, and that resulted in the Jews surviving. Kamo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says, Ilmole igrois horishoinois, were it not for those first letters that he sent out, which made him look so stupid, when he sent out the second letters telling everybody to kill all the Jews, they would have taken it seriously, were it not for those first letters. But they saw, oh, another letter from this clown, this joker. They didn't take it seriously. V'chein ha-hashkocha ha-niflo shel ma'ise bigson v'serish. And so too the incredible hashgocha proti of how Hashem worked things out, that these two officers of Achashverosh, shebikshu l'shloach yod b'melech, that they should decide they want to poison the king, shenizgale daikali de Mordechai v'Esther, and who's the one who was able to overhear their conversation and understand it? Mordechai atzadik, who passed on the information to Esther Amalka, and they end up saving the king's life. And again, that Achashverosh shouldn't think of rewarding Mordechai at Tzadik or Esther Amalka at the time, but rather that reward should be put aside for later. Ad achar shenizgadel Haman kolkach, to wait until Haman reached such an incredible pinnacle in his career, where he went up so high, until the oz sibev Hashem Yisborach shenodedo shnas ha-melech balayla hu, and then Hashem worked it out that night Achashverosh couldn't sleep, and he has to have the chronicles brought before him, and there he saw, look at this, look at that oversight. I forgot to reward this guy, Mordechai Tzadik, who saved my life. How could it be? A king is usually on top of things, and the last thing in the world he forgets is to reward his close friends. And look at that, I happened to forget, and he just happened to remind himself that night, just the night before Haman thought he was going to finish off the Jews completely. And with all of this, we see how Hashem's miracles and Hashem's thoughts are with us all the time, afilu betoikef ha-hastora, even at the times that Hashem is most hidden from us. V'alkein zeh hanes shel Purim godoyel mikol hanisim. And it's for this reason that Purim is considered greater than all the other miracles. Ki al yidei zeh royim oitzem hashgachos yizborach tomid. Because the miracle of Purim teaches us something different than all the other things. The miracle of Purim teaches us that even at times that we're furthest away from Hashem, and as a result of that, Hashem has to be covered up, hidden from us completely, seemingly, He's there with us. He is there, and He is watching, and He's planning how to save us. He's planning how to rescue us. Ubevadai kol ma shena simonu gam ato b'doiros halolu. And therefore, definitely, everything that we, the Jewish people, are experiencing in these generations, in our generations, all the difficulties and all the threats and all the different people that want to destroy us from outside, from inside, hakoil letoivoseinu. It's really all for our benefit. V'afal pishon uroyim tzorois kwele b'chol eis. And even though we see such suffering all the time, afal pikein tzrichin lahamin, despite that, we have to believe that it's really all for our benefit. Uktsas royim beinenu mi shemesim liboy loitzim anefloish Hashem Baruch oisim anu gamato b'chol dor. A little bit we can understand, a little bit we even see with our own eyes, a person who analyzes the miracles that Hashem does for us even now in every generation, al yidei gdoilei hatzadikim, through the great tzadikim, shemekayim emoisanu, who support us and who sustain us, betoikef ha-hastor azois, in this incredible hiddenness of Hashem. Ki batzor hirchiv lanu, because even in our tightest times, even in our greatest constrictions, Hashem has broadened things for us to a degree. Shegam ba'oitzem hatzoro yesh kamo harchovois. Even in the most severe tzara, suffering and difficulties, there are some leniencies. There are some things that Hashem helps us with. As Rabbi Nizal speaks about this in chapter 195, in the first half of Likut Imran, and as we declare three times a day in Shmon Esrei, and we thank Hashem, we acknowledge the miracles that Hashem does for us every single day, and the wonders and the goodness that Hashem shows us at all times. How fortunate we are that Hashem's kindness is unending. הכלל שעיקר החידש של פורים הוא שרואים על ידי תוקף הנס הזה עוצם השגחוס יסבורך עלינו בכל איס, אפילו בתוקף ההסתורה שבתוך הסתורה, אפילו בתוקף מרירוס הגולוס. Rav Milsonzal says, what's unique and different about Purim than other holidays where we celebrate miracles is that in Purim we see an incredible miracle which allows us to see Hashem's great Hashgacha even within the greatest Hastorah, even when Hashem is very hidden, even within the worst bitterness of Golus. Af al pi she'ein royin shum shinui teva. Because in the miracle of Purim, even though we don't see any obvious overriding of nature, we don't see any obvious miracle, afal pikein Hashem Yisborach master satsmoi b'chol hatzorois v'hamaniois v'yisurim bedrochim nefloim l'toivoisenu l'chayoisenu kayom hazeh. Despite the fact that there's no open miracle, no open shinui teva, still we see that Hashem hides himself in the suffering, in the obstacles, in incredible ways, for our benefit, to see to it that we should survive and we should overcome. Ad asher titzmach keren Yisrael, v'yovoy Mashiach tzidkenu, until the greatness of Klal Yisrael will shine forth and Mashiach will come. V'oz novin v'nire kol ma shesivev Hashem Yisborach emonu ben flois ala tov esenu. And then we'll really be able to understand and see the incredible things Hashem did for us, for our benefit, afilu betoikif merirus hagolus, even when we were going through the most difficult bitterness of exile, beguf, v'nefesh, v'umamoim, physically, spiritually, financially, v'akoil bedrochem niflom v'nairom, all in incredible ways, she'yefshar la'sigom klal, which are impossible for us to understand, bo'ofen she'yenishar ha'bechira l'chol echod, because Hashem has done it in such a way, hiddenly, so that we should still retain our bechira, each and every one of us. V'afal pi kein, and despite that, gedolei hatzadikim machnisim etzois noirois v'soirus hatshuva, the great tzadikim are able to introduce us to awesome advice and inspiration for tshuva, lizoik l'Hashem Yisborach u'l'schanan elov tomim, to cry out Hashem and to always plead with Hashem, ad shegoimrim b'chol eis ma shetzrichim, till these great tzaddikim are zoicha to complete what they need to complete, to succeed in what they need to succeed in, ad asher titzmach Yeshuas Yisroel ein koil, to the point where the success and the salvation of Klal Yisrael is visible to all. V'alkein kol hamoyedim betelim chutz mipurim. And this is why the Gemara makes this famous statement that in the future, all the holidays will be nullified except for Purim. Purim will remain with us. Ki kol hamoyedim heim zecher litzias Mitzrayim, she'oz hoya nisim niglim, she'im shinui ateva. Because all the other holidays that we celebrate, commemorate our leaving Egypt, where there were obvious miracles that took place, which means Hashem was Meshana the Teva, which as we mentioned earlier, that can only be a temporary high. That's something that Hashem only does for a few minutes, or for a few hours, or for a few days at most, and that's it. Avol Osid, whereas in the future, we're told that Hashem is going to conduct the world with incredible hashgacha permanently, all the time. And the world will see at all times Hashem's great wonders. And that's why all the other holidays will be done away with. Whereas Purim will remain. Because when it came to the holiday of Purim also, if a person looked carefully and properly, they were able to see Hashem's Hashgacha throughout, Not no instantaneous gratification, no temporary high. It was a stream of Hashgacha Niflo that guided all the events of the story of Purim. Shezeh b'chinas hisgalus hashgachosay shelosid. This is comparable to Hashem's hashgacha that he's going to display in the future. V'alkein yemei haPurim lo yibotlu gam losid. And that's why the Gemara says the days of Purim, the holiday of Purim, will not leave us even in the future, because Purim is similar in this respect to the kind of hashgacha that Hashem is going to be showing in the future. Alkein mitzvahs kriya samegillah yikoro ugedoyla kol kach. And this is also why the mitzvah of reading the Megillah is so great and precious. Ki mefarsamim nes kozeh sheroyim hashgachos yisboruch aleinu b'chol eis afilu b'toikev hastorah afilu b'eis sheyisrael rechoykem e'artzom. Because in reading the Megillah, we're publicizing, we're announcing to the world how we see Hashem's hashgacha with us at all times, even when he appears to be most hidden, even when Klal Yisrael are even outside of Eretz Yisrael, they're really in deep golus. And this is what gives us comfort and hope, even in this bitter exile that we're going through right now. And the main miracle was related to what Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Torah Samach Aleph, that when people are zoiche, when they see machloikis, and as a result it inspires them to do tshuva, that results in new svarim being written. Rabbeinu Zal Netzer quotes the pasuk, "V'sefer kosav ish rivi," the man of machloikis wrote a sefer. Rabbeinu Zal says over there, "Aydei zanas a sefer chodosh." This creates a new sefer, v'nishlam ha-toyra, which helps to complete the Torah, v'ideze nichleles ha-toyra b'soich even shesiyah. And when the Torah reaches a state of completion, it rises and it plugs into the even shesiyah, which is b'chinas kodesh kadoshim. The Torah itself plugs into a very high level of kedusha called kodesh kadoshim, v'nimtokin kol hadinim sheboilam. And all the harshness, all the judgeness and all the judgment and harshness and pain and suffering of the world is all eliminated. V'chol mokem shiyesh din hakoil nimtok. And wherever there is any form of display of Hashem's midas hadin, it's all sweetened. V'zeh b'chinas toikef hanes shel Purim. And this is comparable to, this is the great miracle of Purim. Shezochu al yidei goydel hanes sheyischadesh sefer Kodesh Kozeh, that Klal Yisrael was zeiche through the great miracle of Purim, that there came to the world a brand new holy sefer, Shehi HaMegillah HaKdoshah, which is Megillas Esther, Shekoyrim Borabim, which we read in public, Umevorchan Oleho Tchila V'Soif, and we make a bracha before the reading of the Megillah and after the reading of the Megillah. Shemiyoyim Matan Torah Loineschadesh Sefer Kozeh Sheikru Boi Betzibur Bebracha Tchila V'Soif, whereby from the time that Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai, 2,500 years ago almost, there was never a sefer introduced to the world that's so great that we read from it publicly and we make a bracha before and after reading it. Vayidei sheneschadesh sefer kozeh shemegalim afarsim alakusis barboilam. And through this new sefer being introduced to the world that publicizes Hashem's greatness, ayidei ze onu mamshichnu alina b'chol dor v'dor kedushas hasforim ha'amitim shel gedei latzdik ha'amitim shemechad shemesforim v'flam b'chol dor. That's what enables us to draw upon ourselves in each and every single generation the holiness of the true Svarim of the great Tzaddikim who introduce new Svarim, great Svarim, in each and every single generation. And the most important aspect of these holy Svarim that the Tzaddikim introduce into the world is that they strengthen our fulfillment of the Torah, kiyum haTorah, shezoichen al yodam lehisoyru samiti ula eitzoy samitiyos noirois lizkoy al yodam kolechad lekayim es haTorah beemes betmimus. whereby we're talking about the kinds of Sfarim which give each and every single person that learns them real inspiration and true advice through which the person could be zeche to fulfill the Torah properly with tmimus, with sincerity. Shaydei Sfarim ho'elu ikar shleimus ha-Torah. It's these kind of Sfarim that really complete the Torah. And we said that when the Torah reaches this Shleimus, it plugs into the level of Kodesh Kodoshim, which causes a complete elimination of all judgment and harshness and Midas Adin from the world. And this is why we see a very interesting line in Megillas Esther, where it says over there, Ubevoyo lifnei hamelech, when Esther Amalka would come before the king, Omar im hasefer, it was said, together with the book, Yoshuv machshavtoi horo asher choshev al Yehudim al roishoi, that the evil intention that Haman had, that he wanted to carry out against the Jews, will be turned around, it'll boomerang, and go on him. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the wording there, im hasefer. The Torah is emphasizing im hasefer daiko, shedaiko idei b'chinas hasefer now, that it was through this new sefer being written, this Megillas Esther, idei ze daiko yoshuv machshavtoi horo al roishoi. That's what brought about this great Yeshua, that the evil intentions that Haman intended to perpetrate against Bnei Israel were reversed against him. Ki al yidei sheni toisav sefer, through this new sefer being added, this is what resulted in all the dinim of the world being nimtak, to the point where we're zeuche to real incredible guidance and advice which help us in fulfillment of the Torah. Bechinas kimu v'kiblu, as it says in Megillas Esther, that Klal Yisrael was zeuche then to a brand new acceptance of the Torah. Like the Gemara says, Hodar kibluah b'meah hashverosh, that at first Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah on Har Sinai, but then they re-accepted it during the miracle of Purim. Vaydezeh mamshichem b'chinas kiyum ha-Torah b'chol dor v'dor, ad yasforam ha-kdoshim shemachachma tzidikim es b'chol dor, shem shleimus ha-Torah. And this is what helps us draw in each and every single generation a renewal, a fulfillment of the Torah through the great holy Sforim that the Tzadikim are Machadesh in every generation, which represents Shleimus HaTorah, Shetiyeh Nechleles Pchenes Kodesh Kodoshim, and enable the Torah to plug into Kodesh Kodoshim, Shaydei Zeh Iker Kiyum HaTorah. This is what leads to true Kiyum HaTorah, to true fulfillment of the Torah. These new Sforim that are introduced into Klal Yisrael, and when Klal Yisrael learns them and is affected by them, Ki Zoichin Le'etzo Shleimo, because through these Sforim, we're zeche to real solid advice and guidance to know how to live our lives properly. And obviously, Rav Nosson Zal is referring to the Sforim of Rabbeinu Zal and all the other great tzaddikim, the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh, the Ari HaKodesh, all the tzaddikim, the Rishonim, Achronim, the tzaddikim throughout all the generations who introduce new revelations in Torah, in Nigla, in Nistar, and especially those Sforim that lead to Kiyum HaTorah.